If you smoke cigars, you better know this name. Cigar Craig's blog has set the net aflame. You can be sure Craig knows his stuff, with a new review each time he takes a puff. Learn about tobacco from the ends of the earth. Grab a cigar and get ready to herf. Brothers of the leaf, there's only one place to be. CigarCraig.com. Oh yeah.
All right, this is Cigar Craig coming to you in episode 6 of the Cigar Craig podcast. A little late this time, later than normal. I've been trying to hit Mondays, but this time I'm going to bring this to you a little later, Friday, maybe Saturday. Not sticking to a strict schedule, obviously, but last week I had the opportunity to go to an event with Mr. Lito Gomez of La Flor Dominicana, and I was privileged to speak with him for a few minutes. Got about a 5-minute audio clip with him talking about a few things in the humidor at Cigars store in Fraser, Pennsylvania, right down the road from here, from my house. But before I bring you that short interview, I thought I'd rant for a few minutes on a little piece of news that came out this week that got a lot of buzz in the cigar media world, and that was Altria's comments on the FDA comment period, where they actually, it's more cigar aficionados reporting of Altria's comments, where they simply came out and said that Altria came out in favor of regulation of premium cigars, which was not really the whole story. I think it was more half the story, but what Altria said in a nutshell, without reading their 9-page dissertation on the whole thing, was that premium cigars, and they own Nat Sherman's premium cigar brand, which is a very, very tiny, minuscule portion of their portfolio, was they advocated for separation of premium cigars and basically leniency in the regulation and the common sense approach to the regulation of premium cigars, which, in my opinion, and if you hear thunder, we're having a thunderstorm here and I'm on my smoking porch recording this right now. It's appropriate, I suppose. I think it's a common sense request, and I think it's fair for, let's face it, I mean, it's probably not a popular opinion, because, you know, it would be wonderful for premium cigars to be exempted from regulation by the FDA, but I really pragmatically think it's unrealistic to expect the FDA to say, okay, we're going to exempt premium cigars. That's what the CRA is fighting for. That's what the IPCPR and everybody's fighting for, exemption. But let's face it, it's tobacco. It's part of the Tobacco Control Act that says the FDA is going to regulate tobacco. It's going to be regulated in some manner. They've already said so. I firmly believe that it's going to be regulated. Obviously, that's an unpopular position to take in the cigar industry. Everybody is fighting for the exemption. I don't think it's realistic. I think what Altria said, and as everybody's, you know, boycott Nat Sherman, and Altria is the big bad evil empire. This is true. They've fought against, you know, an exemption. What they've said in their position statement was to use common sense to regulate premium cigars differently than mass market cigars, than other tobacco products. I don't think that's bad. I think other media outlets such as Half Wheel, such as Developing Palettes, have made common sense remarks about pointing out the positives in this whole Altria business. So that's what I have to say about it. I think if you're thinking, this is also going to be unpopular, but if you're thinking that exemption is really an option, I think it's naive. I'd like to be wrong. I'd love to be wrong. I think everybody working hard is to be admired for working hard for this exemption thing. I think Senator Rubio's impassioned plea to Congress to vote for an exemption is admirable. I support it. I'm not saying that it's, I don't support that. I'm saying that I think it's naive to think that it'll happen, that it won't be, that cigars won't be regulated in some form or fashion. But anyway, that's my rant, and that's the way I feel about it. So, without further ado, here is a few minutes I spent speaking with Lito Gomez of La Flor Dominicana Cigars. I thank you for listening. Again, the Cigar Craig podcast is being brought to you by CigarCraig.com. Naming rights are still available. Sponsorship can be discussed by emailing Craig at CigarCraig.com. Deals are available. Give me a holler. We can talk about it. I can put together advertisements. Whatever you want to discuss, we can discuss. On with the show. Hey, I'm here at Cigar Cigars in Fraser, Pennsylvania, where we've just concluded a really great event with Lito Gomez of La Flor Dominicana Cigars. Lito, welcome to Fraser, Pennsylvania. I'm 2 miles from my home.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the area. How did you think of the event went today?
It went great. It was just fantastic to see the crowd here. A whole bunch of group of guys that, you know each other, and they spend time together here, and really fun. I don't do a lot of trips to the marketplace and do these events, but when I do, it's just like I just send a message to my wife, and I told her, how much I enjoy these events, and they're great.
Yeah, it's really special having you in our small little area here in Pennsylvania. I know we don't get a lot of cigar celebrities out here in this neck of the woods. It's fun having you out
thank
here.
Thank you. No, it's great, and Cigars are a great retailer, so it's a pleasure to be here.
That's great. Yeah. So we were talking earlier about life after the number one cigar of the year. How's that been treating La Flor Dominicana?
You know what? It has been great. For La Flor Dominicana in general, not only for the Andalusian Bull, but for the brand as a whole. I think we've been blessed to be number one. Obviously, it puts a lot of pressure because the demand grows tremendously on the brand. And we don't rush into producing more cigars. We just do what we can, and keep the consistency of the product. So we've been working very hard on that, but it has been an amazing thing for the brand in general. So I'm very blessed, very happy that happened to us.
Sure, yeah. And I've been enjoying your cigars for 20 years, I guess, and it's nice to hear that you're continuing to keep quality up, and you're not rushing cigars to market. You're not taking on new accounts in a big way, right? You're keeping up with production.
Absolutely. We don't need to make one more cigar this year than we made the year before. We can make more cigars, we do. Mm-hmm. With high quality. If we can't, we won't. And there's no pressure for us. And the only important thing for us is the consumer, and continue to bring the consumer the consistency of our cigars. Mm-hmm. That's the number one priority for us.
So that's great.
Nothing
that's
else, yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And we were talking a little bit earlier about the trade show and how you thought the it seemed like a little more positive this year because of the FDA and the labeling decisions and whatnot. Talk a little bit about that real quick.
Yeah. I think that the fact that the regulation, the proposed regulation, FDA is kind of a pause right now. Labels we got judged to put in our favor. I think that brought a really, really positive state of mind to retailers. And there was good energy in the convention, and retailers were buying, and it was just great. I had a great time, and the energy is good. And hopefully, we will be able to get rid of this regulation, and people will continue to do business as usual. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to me.
Thank you always for coming and being present with La Flor Dominicana, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Cigar Craig podcast. Please visit CigarCraig.com for some news and general cigar nonsense. Feel free to leave your comments and suggestions. And that's all for today. Until the next time, I'm Cigar Craig.
If you smoke cigars, you better know this name. Cigar Craig's blog has set the net aflame. You can be sure Craig knows his stuff, with a new review each time he takes a puff. Learn about tobacco from the ends of the earth. Grab a cigar and get ready to herf. Brothers of the leaf, there's only one place to be. CigarCraig.com. Oh yeah.